Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Star, Brother and Sister, G.B. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. April 30th, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother and Sister Star, last evening, Elder Haskell put in my hands the testimonials of members of the Adelaide Church of the statements McCullough and wife have made concerning Currumbong and the workers here. I could not sleep, and arose and wrote out some things to be presented to the church, but this cannot be copied this morning. I laid down upon my bed at 2 o'clock a.m., and slept about 3 hours. Brother Star, what is the sin against the Holy Spirit? These reports have not been made in ignorance. He has an opportunity to see the fruits of my labors. I have treated him tenderly, and also Sister McCullough. I have not one action to reprove me, and every member in my household has every reason to know that I have given them no occasion for this tirade and the unreasonable, inconsistent falsehoods born against me. When he was laboring in Ashfield in the tent, also at Petersham, I have been sent for by him to come and help them. This I have not failed to do. I have, after working all day, ridden 10 miles and spoken to the people, and then ridden back the 10 miles after 9 or nearer 10 o'clock, arriving at home and getting to rest at midnight. I will not enter into details. I will send my response and answer to these foul statements. How the Adelaide Church could listen to such wicked things is a mystery, a complete mystery to me. By their fruits ye shall know them. Matthew 7, verse 20. I am willing to be judged by the fruits of my labor. But every one of these statements, professing to be so wonderfully wise in regard to my work, which is not mine, but the work the Lord has given me, he must confront again. I ask, who hath bewitched them to make such terrible, lying statements? Did they have any grounds for doing this? Not any. Why did they do this? Because I have told them that which was the truth, and this is called the work of the inspiration of the Spirit of God. Ezekiel 33, verse 6 to 16 and 20. The warning has been given and been despised, to make of none effect the truth given in love, in reproof and warning. Under the pretense of angel garb has the work been carried, while he was under pay of the conference, until the flock of God was misled and imbued with the root of bitterness against the one who felt that their souls were in peril and gave them the word of the Lord. I cannot regard the case of Brother and Sister Hawkins as I do that of Mr. and Mrs. McCullough. His defection is in the sight of the Lord, in accordance with the opportunity he has had of knowing me and my work. The other party have known that the Lord has cooperated with me in my work. They have full knowledge of those we labored for in every way possible to save them. We fed them that came to the camp meeting. We clothed them. We moved them to and from the meeting. We put money in their hands, and this is a work that they are not ignorant of. The work in Ormondville, and the help I rendered them there, he highly appreciated. He appreciated the money to free from debt the church in Prospect, New South Wales, and selected Mrs. White to give the dedicatory discourse. Remainder missing.